So, Paul, what's the most memorable job experience that you have?
Well, I think the most memorable must is the volunteering time that I spent in Australia. And I was up in the northeastern corner where there's a relatively small rainforest. And I was helping with a research station that's located in the rainforest. We do a range of different things, going from trying to control coconut trees.
Control.
Yeah, because, like, believe it or not, you imagine these kind of tropical paradises to have coconut trees. But they're actually very invasive and they're not native to that area. And basically, if you let a population of coconut trees to go out of control, nothing else can grow. They drop their fronds and they drop their, obviously, the coconuts, and nothing else can grow. So you basically lose a lot of the native species there. So trying to keep them under control. There was also caring for bats that had been
Bats.
orphaned. Sometimes they're born, with physical disabilities that mean they can't survive in the wild. So
Right. Like a sanctuary
it's like
then.
a sanctuary. So they take care of
What size are bats? Like Indiana Jones style.
fruit
What
bats.
size are they?
They're pretty, like, once they spread, they're like little monkeys with big
Yeah,
wings.
so what's their wingspan like? About.
How, let's say, maybe, I guess, up to probably 4 feet. Does that sound too
Is that
much?
about a meter? Half a
Yeah,
meter
they're
each side?
like some of the big dudes. They got a huge
The
wingspan.
only bats I've seen in real life are really tiny. They're just like little
The
mice.
micro
They're
bats.
like little birds, you know? You see them flying around and you think, oh, that's birds. No, they're bats. So these guys sound pretty big.
But they're completely like herbivorous. They only eat fruit. So, like, they're really,
Do they eat the coconuts?
Well, the coconuts are kind of tough for them to get
Yes.
into, You need to be able to make a hole, I
Of
suppose, to
course,
get
yeah.
there. But they eat all mostly like fleshy fruits, apples or whatever they can get, really, berries. And they're really important for spreading because obviously they eat the flesh of the fruit, but they don't eat the seeds. So they just kind of pass through them. And they're really useful for dispersing seeds. So, rainforests, regeneration, they're very important, animals
So
for that.
they're like the big bumblebees of the rainforests then.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it like that. That was an interesting volunteering kind of odd job that I had, I suppose.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Really cool.
I really like to go back there someday.